जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरीवरधारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरीवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती श्री वाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शैल प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन संस्थापक का आचार्य विभिन्न संस्थापक का आचार्य श्री वाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, all glories to assemble devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Gaur Hari Bol. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya, om namo bhagavate vasudevaya, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये, नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर अवर डेली श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 39। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। नेयम् शोभिष्यते तत्र तत्र येथेदानि गदाधरः त्वत्पदैरंकिता भाति स्वलक्षण विलक्षिते। नेयम् शोभिष्यते तत्र यथेदानीं गदाधर
त्वत्पदैरंकिता भाति स्वलक्षणा विलक्षिते नेयं शोभिष्यते तत्र यथेदानीं गदाधर तत्पदैरंकिता भाति स्वलक्षणा विलक्षिते नियम शोभिष्यते तत्र यतेदानीं गदाधरः तत्पदैरंकिता भाति स्वलक्षणा विलक्षिते यतेदानीं गदाधरः तत्पदैरंकिता भाति स्वलक्षणा विलक्षिते
माताजी
नियं चोभिष्यते तत्र यथा इदानीं गदाधरः तत्पदैरंकिता भाति स्वलक्षणा विलक्षिते
ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन ओ गदाधर कृष्ण अवर किंगडम इज नाउ बीइंग मार्क्ड बाय द इम्प्रेशंस ऑफ योर लोटस फीट And therefore it appears beautiful. But when you leave it, it will no longer be so. Purport. There are certain particular marks on the feet of Lord which distinguish the Lord from others. The marks of a flag, thunderbolt, and instrument to drive an elephant, umbrella, lotus, disc, etc. are on the bottom of the Lord's feet. These marks are impressed upon the soft dust of the land where the Lord traverses. The land of Hastinapur was thus marked while Lord Shri Krishna was there with the Pandavas. And the kingdom of the Pandavas thus flourished by such auspicious signs. Kunti Devi pointed out these distinguished features and was afraid ill luck in the absence of the Lord. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande Sri Guru dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna sadutadai अतिनीचोच्चतकर हनमुंचा कदाचिन प्रेमनामत कंठव्यस्पुर हरे कृष्णा आई सी ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवास सो दैट आई कैन रिपीट व्हाट एवर आई हैव हर्ड रेड फ्रॉम द डिवोटीज एंड फ्रॉम प्रभुपाद्स बुक्स सो देर आर थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ पीपल इन दिस वर्ल्ड हु responds differently to the same situation. The situations are like a boiling water. And in that boiling water, if you put potatoes, they fall apart. And in the same boiling water, if you put cotton, the cotton hardens up. It becomes tight. And in the same boiling water, if you put herbals, or the herbs, jadi buti. So they give their best. Similarly, in this world, when people face calamities like hot water, they act like a potatoes, they act like a cotton, or they act like a herbs. So those who act like a potatoes, or they respond like a potatoes, they fall apart, physically and mentally imbalanced, when they come across any calamities, any difficulties in life. The second type of people, they harden up, they withdraw themselves. Shang, like a cotton. And the greatest people are those, they are like herbs. They give their best. When the calamities or difficulties come in their life, they shine more. Their character comes forth. So here, the Pandava's family and the epitome of Pandava's family is Kunti Devi. She shines out when so many calamities she went through in her life. Her devotion shines brighter in those calamities. And therefore, Mahabharata, one of the topic, the important topic which is discussed in Mahabharata is a Dhritavartya Kuntya, the determination of Kunti to serve the Lord, to remember the Lord. Many times people, they keep asking us, I will believe in God if I see Him. अगर भगवान दिख जाए तो हम मान लेंगे, हम पूजा भी करेंगे. One time one astronomer, he went to the space and there he did not find God and he wrote on the placard that, oh, I'm in the space, there is no God here, I can't see Him. So somebody replied to that person saying that when your oxygen tank will run out of it, you will definitely see God there. One time a person went to ophthalmologist, apni aankh dikhane gaya wo. And ophthalmologist, he tried everything. He, whatever ranges he had of glasses which can correct his vision, that didn't work. All those things failed. He would ask that patient, can you read it now? So patient would say, no, I can't read. He changed all the lenses. So finally the ophthalmologist became frustrated. Which kind of disease you have? I have used all my lenses to show you, to make you read. So finally the ophthalmologist asked him, do you know how to read? So the patient said, no, I don't know how to read. So then why have you come here? Well, I have seen you treat so many patients, you always ask that patient by showing different glasses, can you read now? And after some time the patient said, yes, I can read now. So he held his head and they already know how to read. Therefore, I showed them that can you read? And therefore, they could read. But you already don't know how to read. I cannot make you read with my glasses. The meaning of the story is that if you don't know how to read, no matter which glasses you apply, you cannot read. Similarly, if we don't know how to see God, even if God comes in front of us, we will not be able to recognize He is God. First, we have to learn reading. So, Pandava's family, Kunti Devi, they have seen Krishna in calamities.
They have learned to see Krishna in those calamities. And then they could appreciate Krishna's presence. They could recognize He's that person. And they could appreciate His association. Because they have learned how to read. Otherwise, Krishna came in front of Duryodhana also. But he could not read. Bola, are dikhi nahi raha hai. Padit nahi aa raha hai. And here, Kunti Maharani in this shloka is also seeing Krishna in the prosperity. She is not saying, "Are, because of my children, this prosperity has come." She remembers that because Arjuna sat at the lotus feet of Krishna and Duryodhana had sat at the lotus head of Lord, the lotus feet, he took shelter, Arjuna took shelter of lotus feet. Therefore, this victory has come. This prosperity has come because all they are sitting at the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, basically, people have Duryodhana-like mentality. Sitting on the top. And the same, all the demonic mentality is like that same every time. Ravana also had the same mentality. One time, because Ravana would worship Lord Shiva. So one time, somebody asked Lord Shiva, that why don't you make Ravana understand that whom you worship, with him is fighting. Lord Ram, you are worshipping Lord Ram. And he is fighting with Lord Ram. He has taken, abducted Mother Sita. So why don't you make him understand? So Lord Shiva started laughing. Well, whom shall I make him understand? When somebody has a fault of not understanding, that can be corrected. But one who has a nature of not understanding, how can I do? What can I do? And whenever I tries to make him understand, Ravana laughs, showing his 10 heads. Now, what is the meaning? So he indicates me that you have 5 heads. Lord Shiva has a 5 heads. But I have 10 heads. Means I have double. Means I have a double knowledge than you. Don't try to make me understand anything. So many times people think we are having much more intelligence than Lord or our Guru. Are, I have 10, you know, you only have 5. One time he went to take darshan, pranam, offer obeisances. So he went to Kailas. Ravana went to Kailas. And as he went there, he started shaking the mountain, Kailas mountain. So Parvati Devi asked Lord Shiva, what is happening? Well, my bhakta has come. Huh? Well, aisa kaisa bhakta hai? How is a devotee? Actually, devotee comes to seek peace from the Lord. But he is creating disturbance. Actually, they come to relieve their disturbance, but he is creating disturbance. Well, this is special devotee. So then somebody asked Ravana, "Hey, what are you doing?" So he said that, "I am offering pranam. I am offering obeisances to Lord Shiva." Bole, aise kaise obeisances pray kar hai? Bola, what is the pranam? You bow down and you take your worshipable on your head. So I want to uplift the Kailas. On the Kailas, Lord Shiva is sitting and I want to put that Kailas on my head. Bole, ye kya pranam hai? Generally, the mood of offering obeisances is that a devotee or a disciple, when he offers obeisances, what is the mood? Ki my nature is to fall down. Again and again I fall down, but your nature is to uplift the fallen. That is the mood. You are worshipable, you uplift those who are fallen. But one who thinks that I am already uplifted, Duryodhana and the Ravana have the same mentality, that I am already uplifted. Who can uplift me? I already have 10. What do you have? So here, when Kunti Devi is talking about the lotus feet of the Lord, they are the cause of prosperity. So, she is submitting her heart at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the mood, actually. And today we are discussing about the lotus feet of the Lord. I know many times people, when they come to the temple, so of course, yeah, Prabhupada has made such a great arrangement that we have a shoe stall. So people need not have to worry about their shoes. You know, the most of the time when in earlier days when I used to go to some other temple, I would always worry about my slippers. Because they are the places where most of my slippers have stolen. So while taking darshan, while meditating on the Lord's lotus feet, generally we would always think about our slippers, our lotus feet, you know, in the form of slippers. Are yaar koi lekar to nahi jayega, are koi lekar to nahi jayega. So one time a person lost his slippers like that, and how come I came to Lord's temple and my slippers, my shoes has been stolen? So I will complain to the Lord. So he went and he came to the temple, but he did not speak anything. He went back. So his friend asked him, hey, you went to give him some good bashing, but you came back without saying anything to the Lord. But yes, I went with that anger. But when I went there, but what I saw, that Lord showed his own foot, own lotus feet to me, showing that just see, even my slippers has been stolen. So what to speak of you? They have taken my slippers also. So many times when we come to take darshan, we think about our own self, our own things. So these are the lotus feet which can give shelter to everyone. So there is a beautiful shloka in 11th canto which talks about the Karbhajan Rishi. He talks about Lord's lotus, glory of Lord's lotus feet. Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham tirthaspadam shiva viranchinutam charanyam vrutyartiham pranatapala bhavabdipotam vande mahapurushate te charanaravindam. So Karbhajan Rishi, he talks about the glories of Lord's lotus feet. What they can offer to one who takes shelter of those lotus feet. So, first of all, he says that Dheyam Sada, you should always meditate. These are the lotus feet which can be always meditated upon. And now we have our Bollywood which talks about same thing, you know. Dheyam Sada. When I was growing up, I used to hear that famous dialogue. Hindi mein kao. Ki aapke pair dekhe. इसे जमीन पर मत रखना नहीं तो मेले हो जाएंगे. Isn't it? By keeping your feet on the ground, it becomes dirty. But what scriptures they tell us? When we keep our feet on the dharti, she becomes mele. Isn't it? That becomes dirty. Because dharti says that I cannot bear the load of all these sinful people. So when we touch the earth, actually that is sin. And therefore we were taught in the our growing age, you know, that whenever you get up in the morning, first beg forgiveness from the earth, Mother Earth, that I am putting my feet on you. So dhyam sada. But what we are meditating? We are meditating always on the sense object. The Cupid reigns supremely in this world. And that Cupid has pierced our heart with so much of desires to enjoy. And because of that desire to enjoy, we keep thinking dhyam sada is not about Lord's lotus feet. But we are always thinking about the sense enjoyment. But Lord's lotus feet is marked, there is a mark of a fish on the Lord's lotus feet. And this fish represents insignia. Just like Arjun, he had a Hanumanji's insignia on his flag. Similarly, Cupid has a flag, and a victorious flag. Ki dekho, sare sansar mein kon raj karta hai? I. And we had one prerna class. Cupid made me stupid. It makes everyone stupid in this world. And that stupidity is what? Thinking about enjoyment. So that Cupid represents lust. And on the Lord's lotus feet there is a fish. So there are total 19 signs on the Lord's lotus feet. 11 on the right side and 8 on the left side. So one of the mark is fish, and this fish represents that the Cupid who conquers everyone in this world can be conquered by taking the shelter of the Lord. And they are the perfect object to always meditate upon. And that fish, where does fish stays? In the water. Similarly, it cannot survive in the dry places. So the Lord is hinting that He can only be remembered in those hearts where the prema, the liquid of prema, is abundantly available. So dhyam sada. So this is the first benefit we receive when we meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. The Cupid, which has made us stupid, can be conquered. And we see that. Kubja, she applied chandan on the Lord's on the forehead of the Lord. But when she was given a beautiful form, when Lord Krishna goes and meets her, that time she takes the lotus feet of the Lord on her head. So this is the first thing which Karbhajan Rishi talks about. Dheyam Sadha. The second thing which he talks about is Paribhava. Paribhavagnam. Paribhavagnam basically means the translation talks about insults a living entity experiences in this material existence. Paribhavagnam, paribhava. So, in this material existence, the first and foremost insult is that the soul, the eternal soul, which is part and parcel of the Lord, has this material body. And which undergoes birth, old age, days, disease, and death. And not only that, while staying in this material world, so many disturbances, so many and heartburns we go through. That is paribhavam. Somebody does not like you. Somebody envious of you. These things create so much of disturbances. And sometimes somebody said that duniya mein jiske paas kuch nahi us par duniya hasti hai. In that situation everyone laughs at you. Aur jiske paas sab kuch hai duniya usse jalti hai. They create trouble for you. So in any situation you are in, you experience so much of trouble, so much of miseries. Paribhavam. Tritap, Adhyatmik, Adibhauti, and Adidaivi. You cannot stop them. The perpetual existence in this world creates those sufferings. One after another, one after another. Paribhavam, insults to living entities' existence in this world, which is supposed to be happy, but now experiences so much of misery. And that is the real insult, actually. All other insults are insignificant in front of this insult. But Lord's lotus feet can relieve this. This is what Karbhajan Rishi says, that तापत्रयेतम भीतस्य घोरे संतप्यमानस्य भवाब्दिनीश पश्यामि नान्यत् शरणं तवांग्री द्वंद्वात् पत्रात् अमृताभिवर्षा. उद्धव जी इन हिज प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड्स लोटस फीट ही सेज दैट दिस एग्जिस्टेंस इज क्रिएटिंग सो मच ऑफ ट्रबल बट द्वंद्वात् पत्रात् When I take shelter of your lotus feet, they showers nectar which relieves us from this miseries of existence. And that indicates there is another mark on the Lord's lotus feet, is of triangle. That triangle, trikon, symbolizes that whatever tritap one is going through can be relieved. The implications of three modes of material nature. Because we all helplessly act under those modes. So those modes can be relieved. That symbolizes that. Not only that, we can take refuge with our body, mind, and words at the Lord's lotus feet. And not only anyone in this world, but even demigods, human beings, and animals, all these three people can take shelter of those lotus feet. The triangle represents that. Trikon. And we see that. Whenever devatas are in trouble, they take shelter of the Lord. When human beings, they are in the trouble, they can take shelter of the Lord. And animals like Gajendra, when they are in trouble, they take shelter of the Lord's lotus. Tribhuvana. All the three bhuvans can take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. That is the mark. Next thing he talks about, Abhishta Doham. That means the true desire of the soul amply rewarded. There are unlimited material desires we all have. You know, people, when they come in front of the Lord, they come with the list of desires, isn't it? This week, this list, this next week, another list. So with all those lists, we try to express ourselves to the Lord. Please, dekho na jara. Please look at this. But the ultimate desire and the most beneficial desire is to achieve the love of Godhead. That is the desire, the highest desire. Someone can have it. And that is the most beneficial desire for a living entity. So, in the episode of Kaliya, because in Krishna Lila, Lord used his lotus feet in Vrindavan, at least in the Shaktasur pastime, he used his lotus feet. He kicked Shakata with his lotus feet. It's very small, very soft lotus feet. And another thing where he used his lotus feet is on the heads of Kaliya. So, after Krishna danced on Kaliya's head, all these Nagpatnis, they started wondering, what kind of austerities, what kind of devotional service this person, this fellow has performed in his previous life. We don't understand this. How come? Kasyanubhavo sanadeva vidmahe tavangri renu sparshadhikara yadvanchana yadvanchaya shrir lalana charattapo vihaya kaman suchiram dridavrata. Kasyanubhavo. This Kaliya serpent has attained this great fortune, this opportunity of being touched by the dust of your lotus feet. For this end, the goddess of fortune performs austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. Kasyanudevo vidmahi. He has achieved that. Abhishta Doham, even which is not available for Lord Shiva and Mother Lakshmi. But this Kaliya, who by nature is envious, the serpent Yoni is the most abominable. But in that abominable species, you have showered such unlimited mercy. Abhishta Doham, which cannot be fathomed. Then Lord says, "Arey, acha. If he was struggling for getting some place, isn't it? Because he was fearful, therefore he came to this place. And now, what would be the most desirous thing? He should have some best place available to live. And so then I will give you that best place to Kaliya to live. And the most opulent things I can offer him." But what this Nagpatni says, na nakaprishtam na cha sarvabhomam na paramishtam na rasadipatyam no yoga siddhira punarbhavam va vanchanti yad padarajah prapanna. Are those who have received the dust of your lotus feet, what else they will require in their life? न पारमेष्ट्यम, न रसाधिपत्यम, न सार्वभौमम. They doesn't want anything to rule. They just want to serve you. That is the power of your lotus feet's dust. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj, Abhishta Doham, what materially he wanted, that he already achieved. And not only that, what he desired, service to the devotees and the Lord for eternity, continuously, that was also showered by the Lord. And there is a mark on the Lord's lotus feet. And that mark is of a lotus. There is a lotus mark on the Lord's lotus feet. And this lotus symbolizes or indicates that whoever takes shelter of those lotus feet can achieve fortune and success in all his endeavors. He will achieve highest gain, Abhishta Doham. That is that mark symbolizes, the lotus on the Lord's lotus feet. And another thing it represents, that it increases the greed for the love of the Lord. We are greedy for so many things in this world, and that causes the desires. But when we take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, it increases the greed to achieve Him. Greed for His prema, that increases. That lotus which is full of nectar. So devotees, they are like honeybees. They suck that honey of love from the Lord's lotus feet. And therefore all devotees, they desire to the shelter of Lord's lotus feet. So this is the third thing which Kar Bhajan Rishi talks about. The fourth thing which he talks about is Tirthaspadam. That the Lord's lotus feet is where all the holy places and all the great devotees resides. All the holy places, they are at the lotus feet of the Lord. And Tirthaspadam also means auspiciousness. Why do we go to Tirtha? To purify our impurities in the heart. To bring auspiciousness in our lives. So, Tirthaspadam means when we meditate on the Lord's lotus feet, all the inauspiciousness, all the impurities, which has been brought by this age of Kali Yuga. Actually, in all the yugas there might be some impurities, but in Kali Yuga, it is on epitome. No matter how much we try to save ourselves from the impurities, from the sinful activities. But Kali Yuga is such a place where objects are impure, actions are impure, the situation and surroundings are full of so much impurities. Somewhere, no matter how much we dodge it, somewhere that impurities, they hit us. So those impurities, that sinful tendencies, they are been purified by taking the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. So whenever the heart becomes impure of so many desires, and we try to follow all these four regulative principles, but still, many times people feel helpless with so much of bombardment, so much of constant chaser, that's media and all these things. They keep chasing you some everywhere, anytime, wherever you go. So many people, they say, We can't help it. But when a devotee meditates, tirthaspadam, all those impurities, they have been destroyed by the Lord's lotus feet. And that symbolizes there is a Sudarshan chakra on the Lord's lotus feet. This lotus, on this Sudarshan chakra, which destroys the enemies. And what are the enemies of a living entity? The six enemies: envy, lust, greed. They are cut into the pieces. Whatever impurities, actually impurities, sins are performed with that contaminated impure mind. So this Sudarshan chakra, which indicates the tej, the lustrous illumination, that darkness of the heart is been dispelled when we take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Sanchintayet bhagavatas charana ravindam lanchan. Sanchintayet bhagavatas charana ravindam vajrankusha dvajasaro ruhalanchanadhyam uttungarakta vilasannaka chakravala joshna bhirahataridaya dridandakaram. The darkness in the heart has been dispelled by the Lord's disc. Ridaya drida andakara. Andakara is very deep, situated in the heart of the living entity. And that andakara keeps him perpetually committing sins. So those sins have been dispelled. And we see that when Lord Ram killed all the demons, and he asked Vishwamitra Muni that now what to be done? Now shall we go back? Well, no, there is still some things are remaining. So Vishwamitra Muni takes them to an ashram which was flourishing with sages and the chants of the holy name of the Lord, but now it was deserted. So Lord Ram, seeing that place, thought, Are, what is where we have come? So Vishwamitra Muni showed one stone over there and asked Lord Ram, please touch your lotus feet to this stone. So, what is this? Will you touch? And when he touched the lotus feet of his lotus feet to that stone, so immediately the celestial Ahilya Devi, she came about. Tirthaspadam, all the impurities are gone. That is the power. And there are Shiva Viranchi Nutam. The next one is even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahmaji, they worship those lotus feet. They take shelter. Nutam, worshipable for them. So, Lord Shiva, he holds half moon, Chandra Moleshwar, that is the name of Lord Shiva. And there is a half moon on the Lord's lotus feet. So, why Lord Shiva holds that half moon on his head? To indicate that I keep Krishna's lotus feet on my head, Lord Ram's lotus feet on my head. And not only that, also he holds Gangaji on his head, Ganga Devi, because she has emanated from Lord's lotus feet. Shiva Viranchi Nutam. That is the half moon on the Lord's lotus feet, that mark. And moon is a presiding deity of mind. And a mental, it comes from moon. And somebody's mental, well, his moon is displaced from the sign. that therefore it is called mental. So, this moon, when somebody meditates on the lotus feet of the Lord, his mental condition becomes all right. Because Lord Shiva is also liquid. Sometimes, you know, I have heard once that somebody said, if your mind is disturbed, chant Om Namah Shivaya. Because he can control the mind. But Lord Shiva says, I also control myself by keeping Lord's lotus feet, Krishna's lotus feet on my head. From where does Ganesh ji get his power to destroy all the inauspiciousness? Yatpada pallava yugam vinidhaya kumbha donde pranama samayach ganadhiraj vignan vihantu malamasya jagatrasya govinda mahadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Because he holds Lord's lotus feet on his head. Brahmaji became Parvat mountain to receive Lord's lotus feet. That is the power. And why there is a half moon? Why not full moon? Because moon feels ashamed in front of Lord's full blown, illustrious, illuminated nails. Because they are considered full moon. So he thinks that in front of those moons, what is my position? My cone. I cannot go in front of them. So therefore it is a half moon over there. And it also signifies that half moon becomes full moon over the time. So those who take shelter of the Lord, the fortune in their life from darkness becomes full moon. Half se full ho jata hai. For those who glorify Lord's lotus feet. So that those are the things. The next thing which he talks about, Sharanyam. So most worthy of taking shelter. So Vibhishan, he was living in such an opulent place of Lanka, where everything was there. But what he thought, the Lord's lotus feet are the most worthiest in this world to take shelter of. And they can protect me from all the inauspiciousness, all the sufferings, all they can offer me all fearlessness. And that has been offered the another mark which is there on Lord's lotus feet. It is octagon. There is a mark of octagon on the Lord's lotus feet. Ashtabhuja. And it is just like we have a shatkon, isn't it? Six sides. But there is ashtakon on the Lord's lotus feet. It is called octagon. So, what that indicates? It indicates that one who takes shelter of the Lord's lotus feet has been protected in all eight directions. He need not have to fear from where what will come. So one can take fearless, one can become fearless. And there is nothing in the kingdom of all these eight directions which is unattainable to the devotee of the Lord. That is another meaning. That octagon represents. And this is a prosperity, what Kunti Maharani is talking about. Your lotus feet are falling on Hastinapur and that is bringing prosperity. But when those lotus feet fall in our heart, what kind of prosperity it will bring? This kind of prosperity it will bring. The next thing which is been discussed is Vrityartiham, which relieves distress. The Lord's lotus feet relieves distress. So when Mother Sita, when she was in Ashoka Vatika, she was feeling separation from Lord Krishna, Lord Ram. And that separation is considered the highest one, isn't it? When you are separated from the Lord. We don't experience because we have forgotten that. That momentary yuga itam nimeshena chakshusha pravrusha itam shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. One moment looks like millions and millions of years for a devotee. So in that difficult, distressful situation, Mother Sita, when she would look at her feet, she would remember Lord Ram's lotus feet. And when she would remember Lord's lotus feet, she would feel completely relieved of the distress of separation and whatever torment she was undergoing in Ashok Vatika. Bhaktarthi, by just meditating. So there is another sign on the Lord's lotus feet is umbrella. And that umbrella represents that whenever devotee is in distress, they can take shelter of that lotus feet. And that we see in the Govardhan Leela. When all the Brajvasis, they were in distress, when Indra showered incessant rain in Braja, and everyone, and they plead to the Lord, we are in distress. These your cows, these calves, they are in distress. Please save us. So what Lord Krishna did? He held Govardhan like umbrella to give shelter to each and everyone. So similarly, there is umbrella on the Lord's lotus feet, which can relieve us from all those distresses we experience in this world. Then the seventh one is Pranatapala. Sorry, this is the eighth one. Pranatapala means, O protector of all the devotees who simply offer respects to you. Just by offering respect to the Lord, Lord offers His protection. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary to this particular word, Pranatapala, he says that Lord protects anyone who simply bows down with the thought of doing some service to Him and does not do service. Bole to keval ichha se hi wo bola ki main service karunga, lekin actually main karta nahi hai. Most of those who desire to just serve, but they actually don't do it, still Lord protects those devotees. Pranatapala. And now we hear in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. But Lord goes beyond. He says, this is rule. But His mother's heart, no problem. You had a desire. You did not do service, no problem. At least you express your desire, I wanted to do some service. Then I will protect you. And He also protects from all the sinful reactions which we are going to experience. It acts like a thunderbolt on our whatever sinful reactions one is going to experience in his life. Pranatapala, Lord protects us from all those reactions. Yachosa nishrishta sarita pravaradokena tirthena murdhani shiv adhikritena shiva shivo bhuta. Dhyaturmanashyamalashailanisrishtavajram dhyayascharam charanaravindam. That manashyamalashailanisrishtavajram, the Lord's lotus feet act like a thunderbolt to all those mountainous sinful reactions which are piling up in the heart of a devotee. So there is a thunderbolt mark on the Lord's lotus feet, which indicates smashing up all mountain-like sinful reactions from the life of devotees. And the last, he talks about Bhavabdipotam, a suitable boat to cross this material existence. And a beautiful shloka, Lord Brahmaji, he talks about while glorifying when Lord Krishna is in the womb of Mother Devaki. He says that, Tvayab ambujaksh kilasatva dhamni samadhinaveshita chetaseke tatpadapote namahat kritena kurvanti govat sapadam bhavabdhim. So when this material existence, which is so vast like an ocean, bhavabdhim govatsa padam, it becomes like a hoop, govatsa padam means a hoop print of a calf. The such a vast ocean becomes a hoop print of a calf, a water containing hoop print of a calf. And devotee does not even realize when he has crossed this material existence. Bhavabdi potam. Potam means a boat. So Lord Krishna's lotus feet is like a boat. And it is reaching to any fallen conditioned soul. And there is one mark on the Lord's lotus feet. And that is upcurving lines, which starts from the in between, the midst of Lord's thumb, toe and the next finger. And it comes to the middle of the Lord's lotus feet. There is one line like this. What that line indicates is, it's like a rope Lord is throwing for all the fallen conditioned souls. Hold on to that rope, I will pick you up in the spiritual world. Bhavabdi potam. So let us hold on to that rope. And what is that rope? When we chant the holy name of the Lord, when we hear katha of the Lord, when we are in the association of the Lord. So that is the line. This is a lifeline for all of us. And when we take shelter of that lifeline, our life is saved. The spiritual life is been bestowed. The eternal life. And that is the real prosperity we all can experience in our life. So, would like to stop here. These are the significant thing which we can meditate upon. And these are the real meditation we can have about Lord's lotus feet. When we take darshan of the Lord. And that is what we have been taught. That when we come in front of the Lord, first we start our darshan from the Lord's lotus feet. We directly don't go to the face of the Lord. So, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.